Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of hope and healing on Depression Destroyer. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? We're talking about those experiences that shake us to our core, leaving us feeling rattled, triggered, and maybe even a little lost. Today, we're diving deep into the world of trauma and PTSD not to scare you, but to empower you with knowledge and tools to navigate these tough waters. Because let's face it, healing from trauma is possible, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. So, ever felt like a piece of you went missing after a particularly difficult experience? Like there are parts of your story you just can't seem to process? You know that feeling when something happens, and it leaves this invisible scar, a shadow that lingers even though things might seem outwardly okay? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Trauma is more common than we think, and its effects can ripple through our lives in ways we might not even realize. But here's the good news. Understanding trauma and PTSD is the first step towards healing. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you manage those symptoms and reclaim your power. First up, recognize that your feelings are valid. Whether it's anxiety, anger, sadness, or even numbness, all of these emotions are a natural response to trauma. It's not about suppressing these feelings, it's about acknowledging them, giving them space to exist, and learning how to process them in healthy ways. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions as waves crashing against the shore. You can't stop the waves from coming, but you can learn to ride them instead of being swept away by them. Second, remember that healing is not linear. It's a journey with its ups and downs. Some days will be brighter than others, and that's perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks. Just keep showing up for yourself, one day at a time. You're not failing, you're learning, adapting, and growing stronger. Third, build a support system. Surround yourself with people who understand, empathize, and lift you up. A therapist can provide professional guidance and tools to navigate your healing journey. Friends and family who offer unconditional love and support can be invaluable anchors in stormy times. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. It could mean taking walks in nature, journaling, practicing mindfulness, listening to music that uplifts you, or anything else that brings you joy and peace. And finally, be patient with yourself. Healing takes time, effort, and compassion. Celebrate your progress, big and small. Don't compare your journey to anyone else's. Focus on your own unique path. You are capable of incredible resilience and healing. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who went through a traumatic experience in her past. She constantly feels on edge, jumpy, and easily startled. Flashbacks intrude on her daily life, leaving her feeling drained and overwhelmed. She avoids situations that remind her of the trauma, isolating herself from friends and activities she once enjoyed. This sounds familiar, right? Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that trauma can manifest in many ways. Her symptoms, anxiety, flashbacks, avoidance are common signs of PTSD. But here's the beautiful part. Sarah knows she needs help, and she's taking steps to heal. She joined a support group, started therapy with a trauma specialist, and began practicing mindfulness techniques to calm her racing thoughts. Listen closely, because this is where things get really important. Remember those 5 key takeaways? They're Sarah's guiding stars. By recognizing her feelings, seeking professional help, building a support system, practicing self-care, and being patient with herself, Sarah is on the road to recovery. And guess what? So can you. Today, I want you to remember this. You are not defined by your trauma. You are a warrior, a survivor, and an incredible human being with so much strength and resilience inside of you. Don't let the shadows hold you back from living a life filled with joy, purpose, and connection. Take those first steps, reach out for support, and know that healing is always possible. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need it. Your words can be a beacon of hope for someone else on their journey. Leave a review, let me know what resonates with you in the comments, and join me tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and empowerment. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.